You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Our focus today is on Carolina Beach, where voters will choose two candidates from a slate of five for town council this year. Carolina Beach is one of three beach towns in New Hanover County. Of the three, which include Wrightsville and Curie Beaches, it is the largest, with a population of more than 6,000. Joining me now is Joe Benson, who is challenging Mayor Dan Wilcox for his seat. Joe Benson is a recently retired Air Force colonel who served for just over 22 years, 20 of which were in the Air Force and Joint Special Operations units. Joe Benson says he's been deployed overseas 15 times, including 5 times in Afghanistan and 4 to African countries. He has received the Bronze Star as well as other Air Force and Joint Service medals. He lives with his fiance in Carolina Beach. And he says he's planning a wedding next month. Joe Benson, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. So you're getting married the same month as Election Day.
I'm reminded. Yep.
You allege on your campaign Facebook page that someone has been stealing your campaign signs. What's going on there?
Yeah, I wish I knew. You know, really the biggest issue I have with that is not so much that something of mine is being taken. When I put it on somebody's yard, it's their personal property, number one. And number two, it's clearly in opposition to their freedom of speech, their First Amendment rights. So just would be nice if people could just leave the signs where they are and oppose me for whatever the opposition is. Let's do it in a public forum and discuss where we differ. But under no circumstances should anybody take property and deny somebody their ability to express themselves.
So why does Carolina Beach need you as mayor? Why are you opposing Dan Wilcox this year?
Well, for one, Rachel, when I checked the Board of Elections webpage on July 17th, I saw that there was one person running for mayor. And in my mind, that's intolerable. I've been to too many places overseas when if there's a ballot at all, there's one person running. I don't buy into that notion. I think everybody needs competition. I think it only enhances the town's citizens to air their views, their issues, their concerns. Everybody, you know, and if I do nothing else in this whole process, then just get buzz and generate some discussion on how we wish to see the future of Carolina, how we want it to shake out. Then that's fine.
So how do you want it to shake out? Let's say that you are elected. So fast forward a couple of years. How is Carolina Beach changing because of you?
I'm for the family, right? I think a family-friendly beach where more people, just as myself, 2 weeks ago I got approved for telework. All right, yeah. A lot more families have that. So they don't have to wait until they're 70, 75 years old to move to the place of their dreams, to their retirement home. They can do that today. And indeed, in my neighborhood, there are at least a half a dozen whom I've spoken to. So bringing in families in their 20s or 30s, early 40s, sooner will inevitably change the image of the island. And in 2000, worth pointing out, in the 2007 land use plan, there was much discussion, much in public forums and meetings and questionnaires and surveys that folks who called Carolina Beach home then wanted more family-friendly activities. So make it family-friendly, and then that'll drive the second part of that.
What do you think neighboring beach towns are doing better than Carolina Beach, that Carolina Beach could take a lesson from?
Nothing. No. I say that because I'm partial. I didn't choose on a place like Myrtle or Wrightsville because Carolina Beach grabbed my attention. I like Curie Beach. I guess it's close. Curie Beach is pristine. It's clean. Not to suggest that Carolina Beach isn't. And Wrightsville Beach has a nice image as well. I think my brother lived, or he just until recently, down in Destin, Florida. Now that's a world-class beach, much like ours is. I think you can take best practices from places. Nothing really stands out that the neighboring beaches do. But I think when enough people visit other places and they they bring back some of that with them. And I know that's a very vague answer because, like I said, I think Carolina Beach is on the right track. So I really don't want to make any suggestions on what it ought to look like because I like the way it looks now and I like the way it's going.
You said you were just approved for telework. What are you doing now for work?
Right now, I'm the Air Force Special Operations Liaison to Army Special Operations Command on Fort Bragg. Basically, whatever the Army doesn't have organic to its special operations units, which is a lot of aircraft and aircraft-related stuff, I help to get for them in support of training and operations they're doing worldwide. So that's something I can do one or two days a week up on Fort Bragg, and that's also something that I can do very comfortably and very sufficiently on Carolina Beach, and that was decided, like I said, just a few weeks ago.
Where are some areas you think Carolina Beach is spending too much money? How would you keep Carolina Beach on sound financial footing if you were elected?
Well, I know I've had discussions with the town manager and others that the ideal reserve that the town ought to have is 50%. It's below that now, and I'm not going to try to suggest that there's anything that should have been done differently. I wasn't in a position to make those decisions.
50%?
50% reserve, yeah. Well, if you think about it, you know, a major catastrophe, a big storm comes in, you're going to need some of those funds up front while you're waiting on FEMA to sort itself out and for other projects that you want to participate in. Well, we're spending a lot of money on infrastructure because we have to. We are spending money on the lake dredging until we couldn't.
And it's going to be more money now since that dredge material.
Well, it could be. Some sum of money before that all gets worked out. In terms of where the town is spending too much money, I looked through the budget. The town is expected to present a balanced budget based on the previous year's expenditures. And frankly, from what I see, it looks pretty clean. When it gets down to execution, it may not be quite the same way. I'd say the first thing you need to do is replenish your reserves. And as far as where the money's going now, I think it's going to the right places, generally speaking. But you got to replenish the reserves because you don't want to be on shaky financial ground. Start there.
Beach nourishment, we know, is probably the biggest issue for all of the beach towns this region. Is it time to look at a new formula for funding beach nourishment and shoreline stabilization? As a council member or mayor, how would you leverage the power that you have there?
So the rot, I overheard you mentioning that with Joe Dan just a little while ago, the occupancy tax, we could suggest through state legislation that it be increased to 7%. Carolina Beach is still going to be competitive. Of that 7%, work harder with the county to get a more significant percentage of that back into what is known as the sand fund. The other side of it too, Rachel, frankly, is there's no guarantee after fiscal year 19 that there's going to be federal funds for beach replenishment, nourishment, which by the way is very intrusive. There are less intrusive, more eco-friendly ways that I've researched, and I'm going to get all wonk.
Go ahead and get wonky.
Let me give you one. Pressure equalizing modules, which are basically long 6-foot hollow tubes that are placed on a beach below the sand that help a beach basically during the falling tide, right, maintain itself so that you can have an accreting beach possibly during a falling time, a beach that gains sand, put in other words.
Does that work? Haven't other beach communities used under the sand kinds of mechanisms that wind up just getting exposed and then need to be covered again?
Some of them, yes, like groins or other physical structures. This is a temporary one. Hillsborough Beach, just north of Miami, from 2008 to 2011, gained back a significant portion of its beach, which had been decreasing for many years. They pulled the PEMs, the pressure equalizing modules, out of the sand, in 2011, and they said, yep, mission accomplished. And that is done with a lot less money, a lot less intrusion. And oh, by the way, it's not just intrusion townies and tourists, but our sea turtles. So, and the beach nourishment does disrupt to a certain extent our turtle nesting grounds, which, you know, those aren't going anywhere.
That
we
is
do
an,
not want those, yes.
And it is
we
an important part of, exactly. of the Carolina Beach
Precisely.
Landscape. What are some other ways that Carolina Beach could become greener or more eco-aware?
Well, next year, the land use plan is going to be drafted. So everybody, and I would encourage all Carolina Beach residents listening right now, participate in any of the public forums, in any of the meetings, the surveys and questionnaires. It is your town. It is your vision. You have an opportunity to drive the final outcome on the land use plan, which, by the way, then becomes CAMA approved, Coastal Area Management Act approved. And that is, the in my mind, the trust that the town presents to its citizens, that we will use our municipality's area, our land, in a way that we all agree to. Parks, maybe an underground parking garage with a splash pad on top. I mean, that worked in Savannah. It might work on Carolina Beach. And that's not something that I'd heard mentioned previously. An elevated parking garage is maybe one thing. But why not explore something subterranean? I like that word.
We're talking with Joe Benson. He is running for mayor of Carolina Beach. You can ask your own question during the Coastline candidate interviews on this live Thursday edition by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Joe Benson, do you think the town should make another effort to ban smoking on the beach?
No, I don't. I oppose smoke. I'm not a smoker myself. My inclination is not to ban necessarily. I guess more of my libertarian tendencies would be to oppose additional ordinances. I think that just comes down to respect. A family sets up on the beach near Ocean Grill and Tiki Bar, for instance. That's where I like to go surf personally. Somebody comes over and their close proximity is smoking. I think you leave those things up to, you know, two people trying to enjoy the beach together. Hey, do you mind going over here downwind so that, you know, my kids don't have to deal with your smoke? That's really where I would like to see that left, frankly.
Where do you stand on offshore drilling?
Against it. And not to, you know, we rely on Carolina Beach. If there is no beach where people can go, there's no Carolina Beach. That's when we, you know, might as well be Topeka, Kansas. Nothing against Topeka, but the remotest chance for a spill is devastating. And it isn't just Carolina Beach. I'm sure you'd get the same sentiments from Wrightsville, from Killdevil Hills, Curie, Ocean Isle, any of the communities. I bet you'd find overwhelming opposition.
And Carolina Beach local government, of course, has no policymaking authority Correct. Where that's concerned. So is Right. there anything that if you won this mayoral seat, Right. what could you possibly do to impact that?
I'd like to think, and it kind of goes back to my time while I was in service, you know, when I was in more senior positions. The more senior officer or commander has the, in my mind, responsibility to deal up and out. You deal with folks that are mayors of surrounding municipalities, state legislators, and even to a certain extent our two senators up in Washington, D.C. To the extent you can get access to them, ensure they know I've got 85-90%, whatever the number is, I've got overwhelming opposition to this. We voted you into those positions, whether you're in either House of Congress, make sure you're carrying your constituents' concerns and that you're reflecting their views.
Do you think you might have a hard time getting access to those folks?
In my current job, I go to Washington, D.C. I go to the Pentagon once every 3 or 4 months. It's just a few blocks away. Now, that's actually being in D.C. itself. Those aren't easy. You might get a few minutes with a staffer. But regardless, you don't not try for the sake of thinking that you can't get there. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
How do you think the relationship between Carolina Beach and neighboring beach towns really is? And I asked this of Joe Dan Garza. There was this recent candidates forum posted on the website of the Island Gazette, moderated by Cy Cantwell. Someone asked a candidate in Curie Beach about following Carolina Beach's example on a particular issue, and there was just this loud and prolonged laughter in the room when the candidate said, "We don't want to follow Carolina Beach's example on anything." What's that about?
Sometimes you end up with somebody who's that was probably just a one-off, right? Somebody's personal view. There's no doubt it should be symbiotic. I mean, Carolina Beach, Curie Beach, we're on the same island. We have to get along, and I promise there will be no conflict if elected mayor between the mayor of Curie Beach.
And that's our time. Joe Benson, thanks so much for being with
Thank
us
you for
today.
Having me.
And thanks also to Joe Dan Garza and Sarah Freedy. Coastline's technical director is Ken Campbell. Associate producer is Rachel Keith. Production assistant is Caitlin Hanrahan. And special thanks to Carolyn DeVries, WHQR's webmaster and Coastline production coordinator. If you missed part of this episode, look for it at WHQR.org. Get the podcast. Find it on the WHQR app. Tune in for the rebroadcast of this episode Sunday afternoon at 2. And join us for Coastline Live Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon here on HQR News 91.3 and 98.9 FM. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.